cose. January. Generally speaking, that I reckon it'll be cold in January. And if we're about to get some snow, more than likely, that's when it'll come. I know it's a damn nuisance if that's to get about anyway. And it so intense to slush and it ruins the boots. But a nice snow-covered scene, Arctic country, is as bonny a seat as they'll see. That's what comes to mind for me when I think about January. So I've got to say, the colour for this month is white. February. One thing that can be certain about in February is that shops will be full of stuff for Valentine's Day, and I can spend a lot of silly blessings of mine. I suppose there's not much wrong with chocolates or flowers or even candlelit dinners to please the heart's desire, but sending cards to somebody about their true love and then not signing them, that seems barmy to me. I'll admit I've done my share of gallivanting after lasses, but it makes more sense to tell them straight to the face what they think. And if they tell me to get lost, I can try to look somewhere else without wasting time wondering if they've got a message. Moaning in a bath, feeling lovesick, whatever my style. I think colour to associate with a soppy, sentimental time like this is a right sickly shade of pink. March. It comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb, so they say. Well, even though seasons get jumbled up these days, it's right that more often than not, it'll be windy in March. I'm not so sure about it going out like a lamb, though. It don't take blow up on Eve coming at back end of month when fierce comes. There's times when stall holders have all on to keep the covers from blowing away. And I remember one year when Big Wheel let it close down because it was too dangerous. Pondering about all this, I was thinking, what colour does it lead me to? And I says, I'll ask what she associated with wind. She says, peas, cabbage and sprouts. And I felt a lie. Greens. April. Let's have a bit of fun, early April. There's busloads come from all over to seek wild daffodils. And if the times it rains and drops on a nice day, it's a seat worth seeing and all. Of course, most folk grow daffs in the gardens, and council plant them at roundabouts on grass verges at side at ruin. So there's always a vast amount to see, choose where they go. I know that they don't last so long, and after they finish blooming, leaves get a bit straggly and messy. But they seem to tell thee that winter's over, and it's spring again. I can fair feel their spirits rising. If that comes across roast on them, as young poet fella puts it, they're like a yellow carpet. So that's my colour this month, yellow. May. Same as a lot of folk nowadays, me and Mrs. go abroad for his holidays to make sure on a bit of sun. We don't want it too hot though, nor too crowded, so we generally go in May. It's still plenty warm enough in Spain and Italy or Greece or any of them places, and there's all as folk ligged out at beach soaking up sun. Not that we do all much of that for sense, but as we strolled out prom, that's forced to notice all young men and women without much on, showing off the tanned bodies. Some books and lasses going around topless are enough to give you palpitations, and that worse if wife catches the looking. Well, that's my colour for me, bronze. June. Now this is my favourite month. Although it's my birthday and I get to be a year older, I still think it's the nicest part of the year. All being well, weather should be alright. And I guess them long days when there hardly seems to be any neat time at all. Can't I just picture leaning out on a grassy bank, gazing up at a clear sky with maybe a scrap of white cloud drifting across? I've never seen such a gorgeous bluey delight. Aye, June's colour's got to be blue. July. Some fellas worry the sense sick of retirement. Being on life scrap heap and wondering what to do to pass time on. But I don't see it like that. So long as that keeps active and there's enough brass to manage without scrimping too much, life's alright. For one thing, I can spend more time with your grandbairns. My granddaughter fancies his henners a bit on a runner, and one of his pleasures is going up to Tscoil on sports day. If the body makes that put to say it, it's a good do, especially caretaker. He goes to town with bunting everywhere, and I think the mun have picked up a job lot somewhere cheap, because biggest part on it's same colour. There's different balloons, of course, and kids wear teen t-shirts, but as they walk through gate in tick place, the overall impression is breed orange. August. Long school holidays. Humans these days are all this morning about having nought to do, but as I recall, when I were a lad, it was waking out for a morn to eat, and there weren't enough hours at day. Never mind about weathermen's records. I know it never used to rain in August. My best mate's father were a farmer, and we had some grand times down at his place. It'd be harvest time during school holidays, and we gooked at field with men and reckoned help, though I suppose we were really more on a nuisance. If I shut me in, I can see it now. A field of ripe corn, waiting for baler. I'm not sure what colour that call it. Sort of a creamy beige, happen. But we'll go all poetic-like and call it gold. September. Well, I gathered from my rambling up to now, at an outdoor time, and so what I like to do is wander out country lanes picking blags. There's not much to beat a nice blackberry and apple pie, and my missus can make one. So I get pleasure both roads, blagging and eating pies at after, not to mention grapefruit for naught. Black always makes me think of sad things, though, and there's no miserable about September. It's a champion time of year. Nay, it might be better to link it with a rich colour, same as the fingers go with blaggy juice. Purple. October. Thin this henna bit of rising ground, where I can gaze across at a patch of woodland, and there'll be a gradely view, choose when it is. Even winter, bare branches of trees spread out, stark against sky, in majestic fashion. Then come spring, they start turning bright green with new leaves, till they end up in summer covered with foliage. But it's back end when they're at their best. Just before leaves fall, they turn to all different shades of brown, and trees look marvellous. Folks travel to America to see New England in fall, but there's enough seats in old England to suit me. That's the colour for October. Brown. November. What a dowly month November is. It's dark with tea time, hot best of days, and there ain't so many of them. Sometimes it hardly gets light at all. Bairns happen get a bit of fun with the mischief neat and the bonfires, but for most on us, we don't want to shift at fireside, with his knees up chimbler. What with fog and drizzle and low cloud, it's no pleasure going out anywhere. There's not much colour left at garden, and everything's a mucky Grey. December. There's only one thing that dominates December, and that's Christmas. And all shopping at Goodweed. Everybody trailing about, looking for presents that they can't afford, for folk that don't care about hot rest of year. Fellas end up with ties that they wouldn't wear under a neck jumper. And lasses get perfume that they don't like smell on, even if it did cost more than gold dust. Then there's all Christmas dinners, with every group that there's a member on. Double price, packed like sardines. Of course, it ain't all bad. There's carol service with silver band, when they can have a right good sing, and there's enough folk to drown this, so it don't matter about being in tune. Then it's grand to get all family together for once, eating and supping, and hopefully not falling out. Then when they thinks about Rudolph's nose, Ollie Berries, and the bank balance, one colour's forced to come to mind. Red.